Yes, well, welcome back. Pat, it's you and we're into the last seconds of this game. Oh, it's a game that Armagh have dominated from start to finish, really, and a couple of goals that Donegal got in that first half kept them in the game somewhat, but really Armagh have been a completely dominant side, and that they have a player who's operating on a different level completely from everybody else in the pitch, and her name's Amy Magan. She is the current player of the month, and she has given an absolute exhibition here in this game. She has 9 or 10 points to their name, and it's 6 from play in the second half. She's hit all manner of scores, and she used that breeze really to full benefit over points. She's been absolutely fantastic, and she is with Armagh currently lead 15 points to 2-3, and there's just been no stopping Amy Mackin on the day. And what are you saying? Just pure class.
Yeah, absolute class. You know, we're just saying what a joy to watch the footballer of her ability out there. You know, she's just sailing the ball. But you see, that's experience too, Brendan. You know, she knows how to use the breeze. She's hitting shots from far out. She's just getting the ball in the right position, turning and slotting the ball over the bar. And you can't defend that, Brendan. You know, you can't.
And they've got to go pushing for a goal here. They've brought on a few players, Kieran McGarvey coming on, Susan White coming on as well. But really, too little too late. We've had a few attempts at the goal. But again, most of our play, Rick, as we've mentioned in the last link, you know, coming from Alexa Neve Haggerty, trying to get Karen Godfrey on the ball, but there's been very little impact inside for the forwards. The Armagh defence have stood solid, and then when they break, they're breaking in the space, and they have so many dangerous players.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose, you know, we said maybe going on to half time, you'd be happy to be 2 points up, but we'd. You see what the breeze has caused out here today. Like, maybe Donegal should have been ahead a wee bit further going on at that time, what the breeze, maybe used the breeze to their advantage. But, you know, Armagh might use that breeze to their advantage, and Donegal just haven't been able to get inside, and that's just the bottom line here today. The firepower up front hasn't been there, and haven't been putting enough scores on the board. But then you're up against that class of, you know, Amy Mackin and Aoife McCoy and the likes of Captain Kelly Mallon on the other side. Like, Armagh haven't changed really their team over the last 4 years. Donegal have lost an awful lot of players there, and transition, a lot of young players on there, Brendan, a lot of inexperienced players, gaining the experience, which is good for Donegal going forward, but we'll not probably see a really strong Donegal team for a number of years yet.
Yeah. And Mo, you think it's a rebuilding process, this Armagh team, further down the line, and some of those household names you mentioned, you know, those brilliant forwards in particular, they have, you know, you can see the value of that, because in terms of having a response to Amy Mackin, we haven't had that type of player on the pitch that we would have had previous.
No, that's the thing. You see, as I say, that like Armagh have 3 Ulster titles under their belt, they're going for 4 in a row this year, you know, and I can't see them being beat with the current form they're at. And then you look at Donegal relegated to Division 2, you know, a very poor league campaign, and, you know, just struggling even here in championship games like this here in their own home territory in Ulster. So, you know, you're probably looking at Donegal Armagh final now, but at the end of the day, you probably, with Armagh's form out there today and the players and the abilities and players, what a rousing goal there from Captain Kelly Mallon there. And that's the experience that Armagh have. You know, they're just streets ahead today out there, as you can see.
And Mo, it's going to be a tough job for Maxie Curran in his charge, as you say. Just another goal from Mallon there, putting Armagh 18 points to 9. So there's some double scores up. Mo, how are Donegal going to bridge that gap going into an Ulster final? It's a very difficult proposition.
It's tough, you know, you mentioned Maxie, like, and you know, and what do you do? But you got to play the cards you have this year, you know, and he's been in now for a number of years, and this is the first year where he's had a huge number of young and experienced players coming under the panel, and at the other side of that, losing a lot of experience. So, you know, every team will go through that at swings and roundabouts. You have to prepare for that. You have to prepare for the future, and we have to accept where Donegal's at this stage of the game now. You know, we've lost players. We're regrouping, reforming a new team. And, like, you look out there, it's very positive. There's some young, really young, great calibre players out there coming forward, and these are the figures we have to work with now for the future and try and get back to where we were before, you know, Brendan.
And definitely, Mo, there's no sign of these players, because the rumours were going that some of them may come back, and of course your own clubmate, Jerry McLaughlin, but it seems like you think time has been called on a lot of these players, that it is a definite now that what panel Maxie Curran has is what he has to work with.
Yeah, I absolutely think that at this stage, you know, it's late for any game, any girl to be coming onto the panel, or any player to be coming onto that panel so late on in the game. Like, after Ulster Championship, we've finished out now in a couple of weeks, but the Ulster final probably between Donegal and Armagh, as we said. After that, you go into All-Ireland campaign. Like, you know, you need to be putting some solid performances under your belt before you're going into an All-Ireland Championship. So the likes of probably Yvonne, you know, they're still playing club football. Yvonne's playing club football. Geraldine's playing club football. But, you know, at this stage, if they were going to be back, they will be back, Brendan, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. I know, it's different county levels, just... It's not at that level, maybe you can just step back. And again, you have to be doing the work and have to be part of the group. But certainly, if we're looking at a group here, this is a very good, this is an Armagh team. What do you think? Have they potential to go on and win the All-Ireland?
I always sort of back Armagh every year and say they're good enough after watching them on some of their performance. And, you know, they always, they're an All-Ireland quarter-final side, you know, but there's a new manager in there now this year, Ronan Murphy. Ronan Murphy is replaced. Former Kildare keeper Shane McCormick's on there this year, so he's taken them on this year, and they're doing very, very well. As I say, they're the same team going forward, and you've got the brilliance of Amy Mackinnell forward there, Aoife McCoy and Captain Kelly Mallon, and they've really, really improved defensively, as you can see out there today as well. So look, you never know. This is the problem. This year was wide open for the All-Ireland Championship, I felt, and I felt Donegal did as well as they did last year in the All-Ireland semi-final. This would have been a perfect year. Meath on the back foot, you know, Kerry are coming forward, you know, still a lot of an experience on their team. Dublin are changing, they're in transition, lost an awful lot of players. So the All-Ireland Championship's wide open this year. Would have been a great year for Donegal to stick together, that team of last year to stick together. So like the likes of Armagh, you know, there was an article in the paper during the week by Nadine Doherty, and she called some of them pretenders and some of them dreamers. And like, Armagh have always been sort of contenders slash dreamers, dreaming away of getting to that All-Ireland final and just not making the cut, like losing out every year nearly in the quarterfinal stages. But listen, they've got the ability out there, they've got the players to compete. So we just have to see, Brendan, you know.
Yeah, just have to see. They dare to dream, though, and certainly today they're many levels above Donegal, as I say. The ref's about to call time on this game at Park Diarmaid here in Lifford, this Ulster Championship round robin fixture. And as I say, we're in the last minute, I would say maybe the last seconds of this game, and it's Donegal who are going to be defeated here on the scoreline of Donegal, 2 goals and 3 points, and Armagh, 1 goal and 15 points. Back to you in the studio.